When a person comes to Shemayim after 120 years, so he comes up to Shemayim, the Beis Din Shemayla, they start making a weighing process, one side with the mitzvahs, one side with the averas, and they start going through his life to see how many mitzvahs, how much Torah, how many averas, b'choli b'choli. And they're going through the process, kedarko. All of a sudden, along comes this huge bus. Huge big bus, double-decker, English London bus. Two floors, filled, mummish full, packed, men, women, children. And this bus puts itself onto the side of the scales of the mitzvahs. And it weighs it down, bang, smack, and it hits the floor. And everybody's, wow, look at that, unbelievable. Straight to Gan Eden, no shayla b'chalal. So he's thinking to himself, hey, what is this bus exactly? What's the chat in this bus? I don't remember this such a bus. I don't remember my life such a bus. I never saw such a bus in my life. I never went to England. So they said to him, the Maisa goes as follows. The Maisa goes that he was living, he was walking in a certain street in Yerushalayim, near HaKodesh. And he was walking, and there was a woman on the other side that wasn't dressed so tznius. He didn't look, but he happened to notice that she was there. And indeed, Tahora got hold of him at that moment, like it normally does. Give another look. Look for a bit more. Why not? What's the big deal anyway? And he said, no, I'm on my way to learn, whatever it was. No, I'm not looking. And he stopped. And he didn't look. Zukt, he told the Zion Rebbe, Zatzal, said over this Maisa, and he said that at that moment, that person was looking away, at exactly the same moment, there was an Arab, in an Arab village, wiring together a bomb. And he was about to go later on that afternoon to a bus when he knew it was peak time and the kids were coming home and their mothers and children and fathers and everyone was in the bus. And he was about to go onto that bus. And at that exact moment that he looked away, at that moment the bomb blew up in the Arab's face and killed him straight on the spot. And told his Aaron Rebbe, used to say over this Maisa to explain to the Bochum what it means, the Schar of Shmir Sinaim. And today, Be'ez Hashem, along with tomorrow and a couple other Shiurim, we're going to go through the Inyanim of Shmir Sinaim. Very, 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 very interesting Inyanim. There's a lot of Inyanim that people don't know about. There's a lot of Halachas that people don't know about. Again, this is a Halacha Shi. A couple of Agdomas to explain. Number one, I know there are people that don't like discussing these Inyanim in public, especially when you mention certain things that people don't normally speak about in public, or things that, for example, some are born in China, you shouldn't speak in public because it gets people excited, it gets people thinking of it. So, just want to let you know, Rabbi Sai, we've discussed this with our Goyin HaGadol, Rabbi Zvi'el Orbach Shlita, and he gave a Hasgoma on the Shir without any shaila whatsoever. It's Divrei Chazal. We're discussing over here, no Chidushim. We're saying over what Chazal said in Shas, in Poskim, in Aloch and Shulchan Aruch. There's no Chidushim whatsoever. So, Stam, the Shiurim have the Hasgoma of our Goyin HaGadol, Rabbi Zvi'el Orbach Shlita. There's a few types of bochum in a yeshiva. A few types of bochum. You got the type of bochum in yeshiva that your mamashim wants to shteig, he wants to learn. He's there every single time in the Beis Medrash, he's there for davening, he wants to shteig. Your mamash wants to learn. There's another type of bochum in yeshiva as well, that he better doesn't have such a rotzen like that. He's not always in the Beis Medrash, he's not always learning, but he would like to. He would like to have the rotzen. And then you have the type of bochum that are not even holding there, but they're holding in some small madrega that they would want to know how to learn. They want to become a masvid, right? All of them, Baruch Hashem, are gevaldig yidden, and all of them belong in yeshiva, and Be'ez Hashem, they should all grow, that's for sure. But the Maisa, all of them have a darga of a want of a she'ifa. When it comes to these halachas, especially as we saw the sign, we know that halachas is going to be about, I believe very much so, anybody that came to hear these shi'urim, is already shows the she'ifa and the want that we'd like to understand what this Israel is all about. We'd like to understand how chomor, how actually stringent it is, and memela will work on ourselves. That, I believe, Lanias Daiti, is already halfway to tshuva. As we're going to explain, looking at the wrong things is extremely chomor, and way more chomor than anybody ever thinks. Somebody actually said to me recently, actually I was giving shir on Astakas Benoshim and also on Yichud. She says, why don't you give a shir on Yichud first? I said, why don't you give a shir on Yichud first? That's like a real issa. Looking, no, mabaya, what's the big deal? Rabbi Yisai, we'll see Be'ez Hashem is nishtazoi. Looking, Astakas Benoshim is tremendous. And we'll see what Chazal and Shas, what they have to say about it, what the Pesukim, the Torah, it's mind-boggling. So therefore, when a person comes to these Shiurim, it shows that he wants to know. He wants to understand. It's Ki'ilu like Rabbeinu Yonah always tells us that if a person has to get somewhere, so he has to climb up somewhere, the first step is to take the ladder, put it against the wall. Now you can climb up. If the ladder's not against the wall, you're not going nowhere. So by coming to Shiurim Be'ez Hashem, you've already put the ladder by the wall. Now you go rung by rung, up and up and up, Be'ez Hashem, to try and go to pure tshuva and tikkun of the Inayim, which Be'ez Hashem are going to try and get to different eitzes, or try to get to all the different inyanim, Be'ez Hashem, how it will affect your life in the future, and all the different things. That's Hakdama number one. Hakdama number two, a lot of also people think, I'm not involved. It's nothing to do with me. I don't have these great tightness to look at women. I don't generally go around the street looking at women. I don't have these apps on my phone. B'chole, b'chole. It's not nageh to me. I'm not involved. Go speak to the other guys. What's it going to do with me? Lemaisa, Rav Shlomo Shadron, once went to Borough Park. He came to speak in Borough Park, and he spoke about Chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos, Shemesh Shabbos. And after this, God, it's a beautiful, amazing Joshua. He came to Rav Shlomo Shadron, and he said, you know, did you have to come to Borough Park to speak about Chilul Shabbos? Isn't that good? You want to take ourselves Chilul Shabbos and Bayou and Bishop? I understand. But to teach us about Chilul Shabbos, that was not a gay, everybody is from. So Shon Shadron explained to him like this. He said, imagine when there's a fire in a house. When there's a fire in the house, you don't just spray the fire. You spray all around the fire. Because then eventually the fire won't be able to spread anymore. So he said, there's Chilul Shabbos going on everywhere. Maybe not right here in the heart of Borough Park. Maybe. But again, it's spreading. And I have to go and spray the water everywhere. Maybe he spoke it over there. So anybody that thinks that they're not involved, so either they're poshut kidding themselves, and it's not true, because they are, or the Pshayim, they haven't got some major taiva for it, so they're not so involved. But it has to be spoken about. It's something that needs a chizuk, it's something that we can all grow from it, it's something we can all get a tremendous chizuk from it, and therefore it's kedai to know, because again, things come up in life later on, maybe if they're not now, maybe later on in life, where taka, a person does get involved in certain things, whether it be going to university, college, work, when he comes face to face with women on a daily basis. So we have to know and have to get a chizik from these halachas to know what we're dealing with, to understand the chaymad volume. So today, Be'ez Hashem, I possibly want to go through the Akdoma to understand what means Shmir Sinaim. What is the problem when you look at a woman? What's the baya when you're stuck as benoshim? The mice, a lot of people have a tremendous mistake, and they think that when it comes to women, so the Torah's view of women is look, but don't touch. Look, but don't touch. It's like a museum, right? You go there, big note, don't touch. You can look, but don't touch. So a lot of people think it's the same thing with women. You can look, no problem, but just don't touch her. Right? Everybody knows. That's what a lot of people think. Right? Show me the gear. Look, but don't touch. It's a tremendous, tremendous mistake. And at the end of today, you're going to realize that yourself. That's a tremendous, tremendous mistake. That the Torah's view is not look, but don't touch. As we're going to explain, Be'ez Hashem, the staklus, the looking at the women, is an aveir b'fnei atzmai, which has a choymer, which is nichlas into the guf, and it does tremendous things to a person's body, as we're going to explain. The Chofetz Chaim tells us in Perek Gimel, again, not a reason as well, to learn these halachas. The Chofetz Chaim says that if a person learns good, certain halachas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the yetzer hara for that thing. That's tremendous. That means if we're busy here now, every single night, 6:15, learning these halachas, so Be'ez Hashem will get a special siyata d'shemaya, that the Ribbono Shel Olam will take away our tithes, will take away so much of the yetzer hara to be oisik in these things. And again, as we're going to explain, it's for your benefit. You'll benefit from it, olam hazeh and olam haba. That's something that we're going to explain. They bring down Rav Adas, who used to go to a Meir b'Chotzira before Elzman. He said, I need to tell the Bochum that's a skula, something for Yerushalayim. And two things he said is Shmiris Einayim and Shmiris HaLoshen. Right, come at Tzadikim, you'll go to Tzadikim, you ask the different skulas and brachos, a lot of times they'll tell you to work on Shmiris Einayim. And we'll see why after we learn Divri Chazal, we'll see how choymer these things are, how serious these things are. And again, Rabbi Yisai, I'm not saying Chedushim, I'm not saying my own Chedushim, I'm saying V'shteitin Tzvarim HaGadoyishim, V'shteitin Chazal, very important for a person to know. The pasuk is as follows, Rabbi said. The pasuk says, "Lo yisusu achrei levavchem ve'achrei neichem." Zug Chazal in a sifri, achrei neichem zuznus. Achrei neichem means znus. When a person looks after his eyes, he's looking at znus. We know the Gemara Brachos that you base on a base where the pasuk is brought, and we show him a masbe like this. We show him a masbe that a person's heart and a person's eyes or the legs or of your body. They will keep everything going. When as Chazal Darsh in the Gemara there, when a person sees something, your heart wants it. And that's the reason why the Pasuk says, again, we're not going into the order of the Pasuk, Lafid Lavalchem first and Nechem afters, that we're not going into. There's a very interesting Lashon of the Chinuch. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei Zayin, when he talks about Lo Yisosu Acham Achshava Salei V'Ri'ia Seinayim, very interesting what he says, what's going on over here. And he says, Avada, a person is not allowed to go out to his Machshava Salei, and when he sees in his eyes, Shin Ema Lo Yisosu Acham V'Davchem Yachoy Nechem, and he says, what's going on, Gan Samaisa, and he says a very interesting line. Shovish Mitzvah, now we know, everybody knows the Chinuch. What is the Chinuch famous for? The Chinuch is famous for telling us an understanding of the Mitzvah. You go and learn Hilchos Shmita. You go and learn Hilchos Basa B'Cholot. You go and learn, for example, Hilchos Kabbat. The Chinuch will tell you if it's a Choy, if it's a Mishpat, what's the reason for it, what's the time. Zog the Chinuch. Shovish Mitzvah Zu Nigle. We have no idea, it's completely hidden. The reason why a person is not allowed to go after his eyes, after his machshavas, to look at the wrong things. Ki bezeh yishma ha'odom mechait la'Hashem kol yomov. Zog techinuch, that when a person withholds himself from looking at the wrong things, not stam, it's a nice scha, very nice, so you won't open that very. No, pasuk medoyah, nice azurach ha'levachem yachonichim. Very nice, you didn't do it. Zog techinuch, no, it goes much deeper than that. It goes deeper, ad gedei kach, that this mitzvah, of not looking at the wrong thing, is a guarantee to save you from averus for the rest of your life. And again, as we go to the halachas and understand what Chazal is telling us, how chomer it is, you'll see Be'ez Hashem how one thing leads to another, leads to another, leads to another, and you'll understand where the chinuch is coming from. Not only that, we also know the Chofetz Chaim. When he talks about in the beginning of Siman Aleph, in Or HaChaim, in the Be'halacha, the famous Be'halacha, where it says, Shavisa Hashem, the Negdi Tovah, and he goes through the very important things that a person has to have on his mind all the time, the Mitzvah Tamidius, right? In the last one, he says of Ein Vav, Shelo Nosu Acha Machsheva Salei V'Ri'iya Seinayim, Shenema V'Lo Yisosu Achvei Levavchem V'Achvei Neichem Zuznus. Rabbeisai, the Chofetz Chaim is telling us this is a Mitzvah Tamidius that a person is meant to be thinking, making sure to be shame himself of every second of the day. This is the most fundamental Mitzvah that a person has to know. We're not dealing with Chassidus. We're not dealing with Musa. We're not dealing with Ashkaf. This is Halacha Lemaisa. Halacha Lemaisa Mamish, as we'll see Be'ez Hashem on the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer. This is Halacha Mamish. People think, yeah, it's Musa, it's for the Mashkiach to talk about, this is something the Shishiva should talk about. No. I mean, Avada, they should also talk about it. Oh, but this is Halacha Sheh. We're learning Hilchos Rabbis, we're learning Halacha. This is Mamish in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Chinuch, in the Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see in the Rambam, in the Gemara. So a person has to realize we're dealing with serious things. The Marashot tells us in Shabbos Lamed Gimel that whenever in Shas, it tells you Aveira, the Kavonos of the Marsha is Arayas. And many times you find in the Gemara that it talks about Aveiras, Zug the Marsha and Shabbos, it means Arayas. A lot of people think it's a Gzeira. Don't look at women. Why? Because maybe things will happen. Maybe it'll come to Daksha, maybe it'll come to all sorts of things. It's not a Gzeira. Forget. If you go deep into the psychology of when a person looks at a woman, Machshavas, when a person does Issa Histaklus, what's going on? So the Madamita as follows, Rabbi said, imagine a person is thirsty, very, very thirsty. So somebody gives you a beautiful cup of water that's got tons of salt in it. You drink that cup of water. Did it quench your thirst? Absolutely not, forget. You're more thirsty than you were before. Now it could be for that 1 second when the liquid went down your palate and you were very thirsty and you were dry. No, so it quenched a little bit of the dryness that was in my throat. But the second it's gone down, I'm tremendously thirsty, a lot more than I was before. When a person looks at a woman, he's stackless, he gets hanah, he enjoys it. How long does it last for? A second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds? He's more thirsty than he was before. The psychology is, you can never get enough. You don't enjoy yourself the fact that, okay, I'm finished, thank you very much. You never heard of a person that says, okay, I'm done. Okay, I'm done, thank you, that's enough, thank you very much. It doesn't work that way. Because you're more thirsty, you're more thirsty, you're more thirsty. And it makes you more thirsty and more thirsty. You want to get more, you want to get more. And it's a problem. Because if you keep drinking salty water, you're only going to get more thirsty. It's never going to quench your thirst. Until you get yourself a regular cup of water. So until you're sucking this, it's going to come out. You're more thirsty, you're more thirsty, you're more thirsty. And eventually it's terrible things. This is something we have to realize as well. It's like a balloon. Take a balloon, fill it with more air, hot air, more hot air, more hot air. Eventually it's going to burst. What are you left with? Absolutely nothing. That's what it is. When a person looks at a woman, a person looks at something that he shouldn't be looking at, so it's a bunch of hot air that, again, for that moment, the balloon gets bigger, eventually it bursts, and you're left with absolutely nothing. Right? The Gemara in Yuma Samachtes Choftes Amud Aleph tells us as follows: Hiru Avera Koshima Avera. Now we have to understand what this means. That the hiru of an Avera is worse than the Avera itself. So Be'etzim Rashi explains, the pshat is that hirurim with a taiva is machlish the guf more than the Avera itself. Because the guf experiences a certain pagam, a certain machla. When a person does hirurim Avera, looks at the wrong things, it actually physically affects the guf in a way that we don't understand. Rabbi said there's a mayudiki gemara. There's a gemara in Yuma that I indulge in base. And the Gemara says in Yuma in Dalam and Beis when he talks about the Mon. Where's the Gavaldig and Bakonis on over his side? Isn't this a scary Gemara? The Gemara says like this: when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael the Mon in the Midbar, so the Lashon of the Torah is some kind of Enoi. It's an affliction, a type of punishment, a type of affliction. What's the Pshat? What's the Pshat? We got the Mon in the Midbar, it's a Gavaldig Azach, we're able to eat every day. What's the Pshat? So the Gemara says, you know why it was an Enoi? You know it's a type of punishment? Zuk the Gemara, the bottom of the daf over here, in Dalagam and Vase, the Gemara says, Ein adoy me mishiyesh loy pas besaloy, le mishi ein loy pas besaloy. Meaning, you can't compare somebody that has in his fridge, huge fridge, in his storage cupboards, every type of food, every type of drink, everything's in there. Pas besaloy. Whereas in the Midbar, every day, they had to get more food, and they had to get more food, and they had no idea what was going to be tomorrow. So it was a enachanam, it was a wonderful chesed that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us. A bezug de gemorah, it was a type of enoi, type of affliction. Because we never knew if we're going to get our burgers tomorrow for lunch. So lemaisa, that's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, like this. The Gemara says that another type of enoi it was as well, was they didn't actually see the actual food. That means the mon looked every day the same. Now, it could be today tastes like pizza, tomorrow tastes like a burger, the next day was a shawarma. Very nice. It tasted that, but it looked exactly the same. Zug the Gemara. If that's the case, right, that's what the Gemara says. It says, V'chad oma, one man do oma, ain't a doim misha roya v'oyechol, the misha ain't a roya v'oyechol. Now, here we're getting into things. When you see the food that you're eating, it makes a massive difference on the actual food. You have more satiation. How do we know that? Omar Rabbi Yosef Zuk the Gemara Baita. Mikan Remez Nesumin Sha'ochlin Ve'ein Esiroi. A blind person. He'll eat and he'll eat and he'll eat. Zuk the Gemara Zuk Chazal. He will never be full. Why? Because he doesn't see it. Seeing is a tremendous thing. Rashi tells us in Shabbos, for example, that in the Sugya of Adlokas and Neiris. Why do we like Neiris on Shabbos? One of the reasons is covered Shabbos. We want to see what we're eating. Because when you see what you're eating, it's a whole different parasha. Omer Abaya, Hilchoch Mande Isle Sudasa. If you got a meal, Loilichla Ela B'Yomam. Only eat a meal during the day. Dahainu, obviously in light by night, the same thing. Eat a meal in the light, because when you see the food, it's a whole different thing. Omer Reb Zeira, Rabbi said, Maikra, what's pshat in the following pasuk? Toiv Mare Inayi Mahalach Nefesh. What is the pshat in this pasuk? Better is the sight of the eyes, more than the walking of the soul. Omer Reish Lakish, Toiv Mare Einayim Ve'isha, Yosef Megufoy Shel Maisa. Something Gemara very scary. It's worse for a person to see a woman than to do the Maisa of Gilui Arayos itself. What is pshatness? What is the pshat? You look at a woman, it's worse than doing a Maisa of Gilui Arayos. Also, Rishoyim Evolve with the Kasha. Rishoyim Evolve explains the pshat. Beautiful pshat. He explains the pshat is imagination. Imagination. Imagination is, and I did once a poll with certain bochrim, and I asked them what's worse, a bad movie or a bad book? Bad in the sense of women in there. They told me 100% a book is worse. Because a movie, whatever you see, that's what you get, that's it. Some of the worst ones, but whereas a book, it tells you imagination. You start thinking in your head, it looks like this, and she looked like that, and they did that, and it doesn't give you all the information. And it tempts you to the moment that you don't realize exactly, and you keep on thinking more. Zukushan Mavov, that's Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is when a person sees a woman, so his imagination starts working, this, that, the, all sorts of things. The Maisa, you did the Maisa, that's it, no more. But the etzem, the status, the etzem looking at a woman is worse than that. This is exactly what the film industry do. The film industry, regardless of this, they'll show you a scene and will stop right before. Why? To get your imagination going. So you'll start thinking, hey, they probably did. Now hold on a second, that's exactly what they want, because it makes it much more exciting. That's the chat in the Gemara. So we see from here, Rabbi Yisai, Gvaldik Gemara, Toiv Mare Inayim Be'isha, Yosin Megufa Shel Maisa. You look over here at Tosfos Yishonim. Tosfos Yishonim says, because of this, Hilchot Tzorich Lezoi Me'oid Memenu. Gotta be very careful. We're dealing over here by looking at a woman, which is worse than doing a Maisa of Gila Arias. Worse. The choices you show him, a person has to be careful. And Rabbi said, you see this yourself, just go and look at yourself at a construction site. You go look at the builders Nebuch over there, they've got nothing better to do with their time. You go look at the builders, and see a woman walking past, she could be 100% sneers. Right? Nothing over there showing that shouldn't be showing. But a woman walks past, the whole place stops, and everyone's looking up. Everyone's looking up. And Rabbi said, I don't understand what the pshat is. Did they not know that she has legs? Of course they don't. Well, they look at her legs. They don't know she has legs. How'd she go past? She walked with legs. No, they don't know. What are they looking at? The answer is the Gemara told us. The Gemara, that's more exciting. It's much more exciting because then you start thinking this, 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 this. That's where it comes from, Rabbi. It's often a Gemara. It's often a Shas. I want to end with a very, very scary Rabbeinu Yonah. This is tremendously scary. Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbi, I'm not telling you this to get you scared. I'm explaining this to you so you should realize what it means. You should understand the halachas when we start opening up a Shulchan Aruch and we see what it means. This is also, this is Mutah. It's not Stam. These are very chayim inyanim and will explain Be'ez Hashem how it affects your personal future life. And the Vezah will give etzes. Rabbeinu Yonah Pukiyovus in Perek He brings the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Imam b'nei chaveir b'rabim eloi chelik ba'olam haba. If a person embarrasses somebody else, b'rabim, you cause somebody's face to turn white, the iron of the blood drains from his face. Zuk the Mishnah eloi chelik ba'olam haba. Tells Rabbeinu Yonah, beautiful. So Rabbeinu Yonah, we know a famous Yisrael, you've heard it here many times before, that on Shabbos and Hilchus Shabbos, there's something called an Av, and there's something called a Tolda. The Av Malacha is this, and the Tolda are all the Kilu, the roots, the sprouts that come from there, right? The Halacha, are they the same? Absolutely. The Av and the Tolda are basically the same. The Halacha, they're both Araisas, they're both called Machal Shabbos Araisa, they might have a difference in all sorts of things, the Gabi the Onish, the Gabi the Kapara, we're not going into that. But they're basically the same. But the Tolda is doim to the Av. Zuk Rabbeinu Yonah, tremendous Yisoid. Every mitzvah has an Av and has Toldas. Now we have to figure out each mitzvah what they are. Zuk Rabbeinu Yonah, let's take the big three. No, let's take the big three about the Zorah, Shechas Domim, Gilei Arayas. Those are the Avos. Those are the Avos Malacha, so to speak. Zuk Rabbeinu Yonah, Gilei Arayas, about the Zorah, Shechas Domim, Shechas Domim. What are the Toldas? Those are the Av. What's the Tolda? Zuk Rabbeinu Yonah, the Tolda of Avodah Zorah, is anything similar to that? Maybe nowadays we'd call it money. People worship money. People are busy with money. People are very into it. So maybe that would be like a Tolda of Avodah Zorah. Shvichas Domin, Zuk Rabbeinu Yonah, it's embarrassing someone. You're not actually killing them, but it's the same idea. It's the same Choyma. Because you just embarrass someone. You Shvichas Domin. You come out, you kill them. Zuk Rabbeinu Yonah, so what's the Tolda of Giloy Arayas? Gilei Arayas obviously is the Maisa itself, the Maisa beer, that's the Maisa. What's the Tolda? If that's the Av, what's the Tolda? So, and again, Rabbeinu Yonah explained to us before that the Tolda is exactly the same stringency as the Av. Zug Rabbeinu Yonah, the Tolda is Hamastakel Oyeledabe Yorig Val Yava. Zug Rabbeinu Yonah, to look at a woman, and we have to explain what it means to look, doesn't mean a passing glance in the street. We're not talking we have to walk around without your glasses with your eyes closed, but a look for Hana. When you look with kavona at a woman, that is exactly the same madrega as a gmais of gilei arayis with Rabbeinu Yonah psak la'alocha la'maisa yorig val yava. Where does Rabbeinu Yonah get this from? How can Rabbeinu Yonah say this? Yorig val yava? You have to get yourself killed rather than look at a woman on the street for a second. What's the chant? Rabbi said this in Mefushi Gemara. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that find hey very. I have to remember, I don't know what to tell you. It was more scary writing the shurim or saying of the shurim. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin is tremendous. Everybody in Mosul knows the Gemara. The Gemara Sanhedrin in hey says like this: there was a story of a man that happened to glance upon a woman, and he fell in love with this woman, completely and utterly fell in love with this woman. At kedekach, that he fell so much in love with this woman, he became sick. Love sick. He possibly became sick over this woman. Right? He only looked at her, but he became so sick, the Gemara says, that he didn't know what to do. He went to his doctors. There's a full man we're dealing with over here, not a poor man. A full man, Elchid. Posh went to the doctors, that's what to do. And Posh is sick over this woman. The doctor said, I'm sorry to tell you, there's only one way to cure your sickness. You're going to have to sleep with her. You're going to have to live with her. That's the only way to cure the sickness. There is no other way. So he goes to his Rav, right? He's a full man. He says, Rabbi, I have a small shaila for you. My doctor tells me like this. My doctor says to me that if I don't live with this woman, I'm going to die. Rabbi, it's b'koach nefesh! I'm going to do it! Come on! So Rabbi, think for a moment. No shaila. Yorig val yavo. Gila reis, it's a big thing. Not to talk about. That's another portion. Gila reis, kill yourself. Yorig val yavo. No shaila. No, so he goes back to the doctor and says, Doctor, I don't want to do. My rabbi told me it's asa. What do I do now? Rabbi says, it's mifush gemar. So the doctor says, okay, fine. Have another eitzah. She should make her stand in front of you. Naked. No clothes on. Maybe when you look at her with no clothes on, that will kilu give you, that's enough, that will cure your sickness. No, she goes back to the rabbi. He says, Rabbi, another small shayla for you. Another small shayla. Am I allowed to, is she allowed to stand in front of me with no clothes on? The doctor said, if I don't do this, I might die. Mama just shayla b'kot nefesh. The rabbi thinks for a moment and says, no. To have her stand in front of you with no clothing, this is mamish yorik val yavo. Back to the doctor, that's what to do. The doctor said, one more eitzah. She should stand behind the wall and she should talk to you. That's it. That's it. Stand behind the wall and talk. You listen. You get a psahamah from it. And that kilu maybe will cure your sickness. You go back to the Rav. And the Gemara tells us no. Yorek va'al yavo. You should get yourself killed rather than have that go on. As though you stayed in Chazal. Now, if you want pshat in the Gemara, she was a penuya. She was a single girl. In fact, the Gemara, what's the big deal? So the Gemara says, v'noish yisroel prutzim b'arayis. We don't want people to start having problems with Znos. In fact, the Gemara, what's the problem? Just marry her. Marry her! She's a single girl! So the Gemara, no. Because the minute he marries her, it's not going to be so gishmak. It's not going to be so gishmak. Because the Gemara tells me, so Shom always says this, stolen waters are always sweeter. When I can't, then it's gishmak. The moment you marry her, what's the big deal? And this is something that's very, very important for us to know as we finish now and continue in the halachas, that when a person looks at things that he shouldn't be looking at, it's only a benefit for himself. Just to give you an example, just imagine two guys go to work one day, and one guy sits in front of the computer, he's got no, his internet access, free internet access, without any bars, without any type of blocks, nothing. And he sits there half the day, his boss doesn't look what's going on, and he's looking at Dvar Masur Mamish. Mamish, Dvar Masur. He's sitting there for half the hours and hours looking at Dvar Masur Mamish. The other one, he says, no, I want to, Taiba, it's a horrible holiday, oh, but no, I'm going to coach my history. When they both go home that night, which one do you think is excited to go home to his wife? And which one is not so excited to go to his wife? So I both say, again, that's not about why we makayim the mitzvahs and we don't do averus. But you have to realize, for your personal future life, that you're going to be married to a woman, that you want to have a nice relationship and enjoy her company, b'chulei, is this a benefit for you? And we've understood over here that we're dealing with very, very serious inyanim. Very, very serious inyanim. Be'ez Hashem, I say, tomorrow will be mamshich in the halachos of Mishtakos.